We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Gets inside, left-handed, off the glass. Oh, what a sweet move.
Giddy, tough spot, back door, what a pass, what a play. And J-Dub picks the pocket of Trae Young. He'll take it himself.
This is Lou Dort. You're listening to the Uncontested.
What is up, and welcome to the Uncontested Podcast, coming to you live Wednesday, March 6th, almost Thursday, March 7th, because it is a late night pod, folks, as the Thunder finish out the road trip in Portland, Oregon, beating the Trailblazers 128-120. Before we dive into this game, I'm your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen, and we are brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network and our dear friends over at Social Capital. They own both Dave's Hot Chicken and Spark OKC. If you have not, y'all need to go eat at those places. Thunder are back home Friday night against the Miami Heat, and then Sunday against the Memphis Grizzlies. Two wonderful opportunities for you to go eat at Spark or Dave's. Hell, go eat both. One day, one the next day. We are live here on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for jumping into the YouTube stream with me. The degenerates are out tonight, already populating the comment section over here. The chat is going wild for 11:45 p.m. Central Time on a Wednesday night. So thank you guys. If you are in the chat tonight, go drop a like on this video if you would, please. If you're watching this YouTube video at a later date, please go drop a like on the video. If you're listening to the podcast version, please leave a 5-star rating. Also, write a little review. It means a lot. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the aforementioned YouTube. I think I got everything covered. Is that everything I'm supposed to say at the start of a podcast? I think we're good. Lots of stuff to talk about in this basketball game tonight. Again, the Thunder win 128-120. Anthony Simons hit a three at the buzzer. That was just kind of a whatever shot, or it would have been an 11-point game. Instead, it is an 8-point game. The Thunder get, I was going to say contributions from all over. They did not get contributions from all over, but they got some massive contributions from a handful of players. Some themes I want to talk about, some players I want to talk about, some concerns maybe we can touch on, and then what to look forward to for the rest of the week. I think the first thing that kind of jumps off happened at the end of the game that we probably need to talk about. People in the comments asking if I am sick. I have a ton of muck up in my nose. It's gross. You got anyone ever used a neti pot before? I've been using the neti pot. I squirted some hot salt water up one nostril, started coming out the other nostril. and the amount of stuff that was not water that came out was kind of gross. It felt like my head lost weight with how much stuff came out of it. It was disgusting. So that's why I sound all nasally. I got all kinds of stuff up in my nose. It's kind of weird. Anyways, happened late in the game, but feels like a pretty significant thing for this team we need to talk about. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on a drive to the bucket in the fourth quarter, around 4 minutes to go, went to his patented spin move, and Jeremy Grant got a knee into Shai's kind of like hip slash side slash thigh muscle. Shai went down pretty hurt, hobbled. He stayed down for a while, hobbled to the bench, did not check back in after the timeout, stayed on the sideline for one possession, then came back in, looked kind of okay, did hit a bucket that kind of sealed it for the Thunder, but looked just very, very hobbled. I think it's just like a stinger, a bruised thigh probably. But if it comes out tomorrow at practice that he is questionable for Friday's game against the Miami Heat, that would not surprise me in the slightest. He was hobbling around pretty bad on that thing. I'm sure it's pretty sore. They're going to ice it overnight. And then he's going to get some treatment in Oklahoma City, I would imagine. We will see how that goes. But I wouldn't be surprised if Shai is questionable for Friday night. I think all of Thunder Nation, at the exact same moment, if you're watching tonight, all probably simultaneously shit our pants because Shai goes down. The Blazers hit a bucket to bring it within two, and it was just like, this does not look great. But I think Shai's going to be okay. Maybe he misses Friday. I mean, we don't really know much about the injury. Maybe he misses Friday. Maybe he misses Sunday. I don't think it's a long-term thing, though. Speaking of injuries, wasn't really an injury, but a freak thing tonight as the Thunder are coming in from a timeout in the first quarter and Bismack Biyombo just standing up high-fiving some dudes, got a little wobbly, and then my man just blacked out and collapsed, hit Mike Muscala on his way down. I don't think Mike was obviously Mike wasn't expecting it, didn't know what was happening. Medical staff from both teams treat Biyombo, took him to the back. Word is that he tested out fine. There's no like major medical, like he didn't have a freaking stroke or a heart attack or anything. I know absolutely nothing of what happened. But I wonder, because the timeout before that, Chet Holmgren came out with some blood on his nose. And if you watch the replay on the sideline, Biyombo looked a little freaked out by the blood. I wonder if he's got like a queasy blood thing. People just have that. Like I can't give blood or have blood taken. Last time they took a vial, small little vial of blood out of my arm, I woke up 30 seconds later on the floor, not knowing where the hell I was at. So it's just one of those things that happens. I wonder if Biyombo got a little queasy from the blood. And then the next time he stood up was that timeout, hopped up off the bench, and the queasiness, I don't know what really to call it, but his body hadn't gotten over it yet, and he just got woozy and blacked out. So hopefully Biyombo is okay. That's a lot of talking about two things that don't have much to do with basketball, but I hope both those guys are okay. Hope they're healthy. Hope we see them both in Oklahoma City Friday night. All right. The Thunder tonight had four guys that scored all the points. Chet Holmgren with 21 points on 6 of 9 shooting. That's awesome. Only 1 of 4 from the field or from 3, but 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Chet had a 21-14-5 night. That's freaking awesome. 21-14 is insane. The aforementioned Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went 13 of 23 tonight. Did not hit a 3, 0 of 3. But he also lived at the free throw line. He had 11 of 12. Shai had 37 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block, but 4 turnovers. But 37 is awesome. J-Dub shot the ball 17 times. He made 9 of them. 4 of 5 from 3 is absurd. That 45% three-point percentage that he has on the season went up tonight. He also got to the free throw line 10 times. This man stuffed the stat sheet tonight. 31 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. J-Dub was in his bag tonight. Josh Giddey, 8 of 9 from the floor. The only miss was a 3, 1 of 2 from 3. He only took 2 free throws, but had 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal. The 5 turnovers are a bit of an eyesore. Those 4 guys that I mentioned collectively turned the ball over 12 times, which is not great. But Josh had 19, 6, and 7, which is awesome. I'm going to talk more about Josh in a second. Those guys score all but 20 of the team's 128 points. They were awesome. Those guys cooked. And again, I'll talk about Josh in just a second because I really want to focus in on Josh. The concern is they scored all but 20 points. So that means Lou Dort, Gordon Hayward, Kenrich Williams, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, 6 guys combined for 20 points of the 128. And I'm not going to go back and look at it right now, but it felt the same way in LA the other night, that the bench just did not contribute much at all. Kenrich Williams, 0 of 2, 0 points. Isaiah Joe, 0 of 1, 0 points. Aaron Wiggins, 1 of 2, 2 points. Cason Wallace, 1 of 3, 2 points. Lou Dort, 2 of 5, 6 points. Lou hit 2 of 3 threes very early in the game, and then just like never really like shot the ball again. And I love the shot distribution. I love all the free throws, but it just seems like the bench unit isn't comfortable. When you watch them play the last couple of nights, the decisions aren't as fast. They aren't as decisive. They're not like, it just seems like it's just a hair off. And so regardless if Shai plays Friday night or not, I would expect Friday. I think this is something they're going to sit down, they're going to watch film, they're going to talk about. I think this is something they're going to come out and force isn't the right word, but I think they're going to really try to get the more democratic sharing of the basketball going on Friday against the Miami Heat. Just a lot of possessions tonight where there's like one or two passes. A lot of guys just looking not really sure of themselves. A lot of guys not getting shots. Like typically you see the bench take a lot more shots. It's not that I particularly think anybody on the bench was bad. Kenrich Williams was bad. Kenrich Williams has not been good. But like, I thought Cason Wallace was fine. Aaron Wiggins is always good. Like, I thought the bench guys were fine. But it's just, I don't know. Just it feels off. I would expect them to double down on that, to watch film, to have some conversations, and to really try to get the bench rolling again coming into Friday's game against the Miami Heat. That would be my assumption. We will see. But I just felt like the bench has kind of been off for the past few games. So I'm interested to see how they rectify that. Let's take our first break of the night. On the other side, I want to talk about a couple of guys who have been on the struggle bus recently, but really had great games. Before we get to that break, though, I need to tell you about the East Hollywood pop-up sensation turned fast casual superstar, Dave's Hot Chicken, now serving Oklahoma and Bricktown, Edmond, and about to be in Chisholm Creek. Their mouth-watering sliders and tenders are offered at 7 spice levels, ranging from no spice at all, which is not good. Get some spice on that bad boy. To Reaper. Excuse me. Reaper's a little too hot for this boy. I'm more of a mild to medium kind of guy. Each piece of hand-breaded chicken is spiced to order using a blend crafted specifically for its heat level. Or if you don't want the spice, which is fine, no judgment here. They just don't spice it at all. And the tenders themselves are still really, really good. You got the sauce that comes with it. All along with a side of house-made kale slaw, creamy mac and cheese, and crispy seasoned fries. I say it every time I read this advertisement. I'm never going to not say it. The fries on their own with the seasoning and a little bit of ketchup, solid. Really good. The crinkle cut fries, they're crispy. Wonderful. Get the cheese on them, folks. Just tell them, hey, I want the number one, the two sliders, or the two tenders. I want the number one medium. Get some cheese on them fries. They'll do it for you. They're delicious. And now they have the all-new Dave's Not Chicken. Those are cauliflower slices that taste just like Dave's Hot Chicken, but they're not. If you have a, if you are vegetarian, if you have a vegetarian in your family, my wife is vegetarian. We love to go to Dave's because she can get the cauliflower slices and she loves them. Visit Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown right next to Fuzzy's Taco Shop before or after the next Thunder game, which is Friday. We will be right back after this ad break.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
And we are back. Comments are going crazy here. We have a stupid amount of people on the live stream tonight at midnight on a Wednesday. You guys are degenerates. I love you all desperately. Thank you so much. I want to read through all these comments and talk about all of them. I got to tell you, trying to keep your thoughts straight and have a coherent podcast by yourself at midnight is hard enough. If I start reading through these comments, shit's going to get strange real quick. Love y'all. Keep dropping them in there. But I don't think I'm going to get a chance to read them on the show. Got to talk about two guys that I thought had wonderful basketball games tonight. I haven't even mentioned Shea and Dub, who were freaking awesome. 30-plus a piece. The bros are cooking. The Braid Bros. Is that where, did I just make a nickname? We can call them the Braid Bros? But the two guys we need to talk about, slightly different complexion, but very important games. One, Josh Giddey and Gordon Hayward. Let's talk about Josh, who had 19 points. I already mentioned this line. 19 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 8 of 9 shooting, 5 turnovers. Aren't great, but he was a plus 17, which was wonderful. Josh had a great, great game. And I tweeted this out at the beginning of the game. And I think it's interesting. And I would like to go back and dig into it a little bit more. but it's always interesting on the first possession of a game now to try to see who is the opposition putting on Josh Giddey to guard him. Are they putting a big like the Suns did in Nurkic? Are they putting a wing like the Lakers did? Not really a wing, but a guard in D'Angelo Russell. Tonight, it was Anfernee Simons. And I would love to be able to like dig into these stats. Maybe like Cleaning the Glass or Dunks and Threes or somebody has this statistic. I feel like it is a night and day difference when Josh is defended by a big versus defended by a guard. And I wonder what makes teams make that decision. It has to do with Josh, obviously. I wonder how much it also has to do with Chet. Like, I was kind of surprised Portland didn't go doo-wop wreath on Josh Giddey and Jeremy Grant on Chet Holmgren tonight to take away the pick and pop. But they didn't. And Josh plays just an insane amount better whenever he is guarded by a guard or a wing and not a big. And specifically, when he's not ignored. Which is kind of weird, because you would think if somebody just ignores you, you would just shoot and shoot and shoot and cook them because you're not being contested. But that is absolutely not Josh's game. Josh's game is to manipulate defenses by getting pressured and making advantages for other guys. I feel like the past couple of games, Josh has been able to leverage that, especially with a guard on him. And I feel like the things they have Josh doing when the ball isn't in his hand is like much more conducive to helping him be successful. Setting the screen and being the short roll man, crashing the glass, these different types of things, really getting out and running in transition. Wonderful, wonderful game by Josh Giddey tonight. Again, I thought the Lakers game, he played really, really well. But he was guarded by guards. I wonder what Friday will look like. If the past two games is the type of Josh you get going into the playoffs, it's exactly what you want. I've said it a million times, the issue is the consistency. So I would like to see this continue for him as we go throughout the weekend. They play Friday and Sunday. I would like to see this type of performance continue. I would also like to see this type of performance whenever an opposing team tries to hide their big man on Josh instead of guarding him with a wing or a guard. Regardless, take nothing away from him tonight. Tonight was a great game. Today's Wednesday. So Monday against the Lakers, he had a great game, even though the team got their asses whooped. Would like to see this continue. He needs to find some consistency. That's been one of the biggest issues all season. He has that awesome Toronto game and then follows it up with a bunch of stinkers. And then he has another awesome game and then it's a bunch of stinkers. There needs to be a baseline. And maybe he's starting to work towards that with it being after the trade line, Vasilij Micic gone. He's kind of become like the ball handler of that second unit. Maybe they're finding something in a role for him now. So it'll be interesting to see how that continues. The other guy we got to talk about, Gordo Hayward. Finally broke double digits. Finally hit dadgum three-point shot. Gordon Hayward tonight, 10 points on 3 of 3 from the floor. 2 rebounds, 2 steals. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Gordon Hayward looks like a guy who's currently playing basketball and just trying to not step on toes and to fit in and blend in and not stick out and doesn't want to do too much and doesn't want to be like that guy that seems like he's taking over and is just trying to ease in. And it's kind of driving me batshit crazy. Like it feels like there is, if there is a dog in there, It's on a leash and heavily drugged because it's about to go to the vet and it has anxiety. Am I kind of talking about my dog? Yes, I am. Maybe that anxiety medicine started to wear off in the second half because Gordo kind of got in his bag a little bit. He had a steal, a run out, and he just stopped at the three-point line and pulled up. Bang. I love that. He had another great and one where the ball swung to him at the top of the key at the three-point line. He showed, his man went flying, put it on the deck, drove in, used that big frame to get an and one. It got challenged and upheld in the Thunder's favor. Sorry for all the coughing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I think it was the next possession down. Gordon brought the ball, got it to Shea, cut to the corner. Shea drove in, kind of turned around to that mini post look, got doubled, kicked it to Gordon in the corner, and Gordon gave a slight hesitation and tried to get the defense back out to him and throw it back into Shea. And got it turned over. And that's the point that I was like, damn it, Gordon, we're almost there. He's got to catch that corner three and just fire it. It just needs to be like instinctual. Again, it kind of feels like I'm not going to shoot this. I'm going to get back to Shea. Shea's the guy. I don't want to step on toes. I don't want to miss it and somebody be mad at me. I'm not comfortable in the offense yet. Like, you got to force it, man. And that was my biggest complaint for Gordon Hayward tonight, was trying to throw it back into Shea and not pulling that corner three. I thought he should have pulled that corner three. He turned it over, and I think that sparked that 9-0 Blazers run there in the fourth that got it eventually down to 2 points and had everybody's buttholes clenched for the final 2.5 minutes until Shea and J-Dub heroics came in. But a very positive sign for Gordon Hayward. They've changed his sub pattern the past couple of games. He was coming in at the start of the second quarter. Now he's one of the first subs off the bench. Whenever they traded for him, Coach Dagnall talked about they were going to slowly ease him in. They were going to take their time. They weren't just going to throw him out there. And I think you're seeing this. They played him a few games, less minutes, and coming in at the start of the second. Now he's coming in earlier in the first quarter. He's becoming the first sub off the bench. Now he's getting a little bit more aggressive with his offense. I think you're going to continue to see those things. There was a point tonight where they ran a lineup with him at the five. They had subbed Kenrich Williams out because Kenrich Williams has not been good. Love Kenrich Williams to death. Has not been good. So they put Gordon in there at the five and let him guard Duop Reith, which I think is totally fine. I'm checking over here in the comments every now and then. Darla asks, is Gordon guarding well? I think so. I've been very pleased with his defense. It was also clear tonight that when Anfernee Simons got cooking, and he absolutely got cooking, he was like one of those hibachi chefs tonight. When he got going, they tried to run a pick and roll for him with Gordon Hayward's man because they wanted to get Gordo ISO'd on him. Just because Anfernee Simons is so damn fast that it's a massive mismatch there. But I think overall he's defended well. I've been pleased. Let's take another break real quick before we get to the end of the show. We'll come back on the other side, talk a few big picture things, look forward to the weekend. Before we go to that break, though, spark joy at Scissortail Park's friendly family joint, Spark. Dive into their menu of burgers, bites, and cold delights. And don't skip the must-try BLC. That's the Big League City Burger, Pink Fries, Frozen Peach Club Special. And their rotating custard of the month. Located directly west of the Paycom Center, Spark is the best spot to hit before or after a Thunder game. Folks, I keep saying it. If you go to a game and you park on the east side of the arena, maybe over by Harkins or over by Bass Pro Shop, you hit Dave's Hot Chicken on the way to the game. If you park on the west side of the arena, maybe over by Scissortail or that massive parking lot right there just north of Scissortail, you go to Spark before the game. It's super convenient. We all know that two scoops or even three scoops of custard is better than one. So be on the lookout for Spark number two and Spark number three coming to Chisholm Creek and Nichols Hills later in this spring and summer. Maybe when the Thunder are playing playoff games. Let's take a break. We will be right back. And we are back. All right, as we close out tonight, folks, didn't really talk much about him. Gotta talk about him. Shea, 37. J-Dub, 31. I'm going to try to do some quick maths here on the show. They shot a combined 21 of 40 from the field. Even with Shea going 0 of 3, they combined were 4 of 8 from 3. 20 of 22 from the free throw line. They combined for 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and 3 steals and 2 blocks. Those two are incredible. Like, I feel like sometimes I personally just kind of get lost in the sauce with this team. Like, you get so caught up in the day-to-day that sometimes I need to take a step back. I feel like today, this afternoon, I was talking to a friend at the gym, frequent listener of the podcast at the gym, about this team and just about how good J-Dub is. And he's been incredible, man. Like, J-Dub should be, if he's not an all-star next year, he's going to be in the all-star conversation for sure. He's just been great. So, so, so good. He does everything. Dan Devine from Yahoo.com wrote a great story on Dub today. Guys should go check it out. And then Shea, like, when you get... I had multiple people tell me tonight that it felt like Shea had like an off night. The man was 13 of 23 for 37, 3, and 5. If that's an off night, like, what the hell are we doing, man? That's insane. I think the Thunder go as those two go. And it's also crazy to think about, like, Dub's in year two. Chet's in year one. Like, what does Chet look like this time next year? Think about what Dub looked like last year in March, which was freaking awesome, and how much better he is now. What does Chet look like in a year? What does Chet look like in 2 years? What does Dub look like in 2 years? Where is Case and Wallace in 2 years? It's a really fun team. It's a really, really, really fun team. I believe with this win tonight, they're now a half game out of first. I haven't checked the standings. That Lakers loss kind of peed in their Cheerios a little bit, as some would say. But they are back at it Friday night, back home in Paycom Center against the Miami Heat. We will see you guys then. I don't know who has the podcast that night. I think it is one Justin Peabody. But we will be with you Friday night after the Thunder take on the Miami Heat. Thank you to all the degenerates in the live stream tonight. At 12:15 a.m., you guys are the best. Thank you so, so, so much. Thank you for all the comments that I couldn't get to. I will go back and read them all. I'm going to rewatch this video tomorrow, and I'm going to read all your comments because I want to. If you're watching the YouTube video after the live stream, make sure to drop a like and leave a comment in the comment section on how you felt about tonight's game. if you download the podcast from your podcast platform of choice. Thank you so much. Arvin says, hot water with lemon and honey, Jacob. Get well soon. I appreciate it. I don't feel bad. I sound bad. I got some Mucinex. I got some cough drops. I got an inhaler. I got the neti pot. We'll see how it goes, folks. I may never wake up again after I take all that medicine. You guys have a great end of your week. We will see you Friday night. Don't forget Friday night if you watch on Bally. Friday night is on local television, which is dope. Make your plans Friday night. Come hang with us post-game. Justin will be here. Hopefully we're talking about a Thunder win over the Miami Heat. Hopefully Shea plays. We will see. Until then, as always, Thunder up.